Well, good morning and welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge call. I'm Kevin Flanagan, president of the Edge, and we're grateful that you took some time out of your morning to kind of start with all of us as we take a look at what God wants us to do as far as taking our faith into the marketplace. This morning, we've got a really special guest. I promised you last week the best voice on these calls, and so he's back with us today. Dr. Clifford Jones, a pastor at Greater Peace Missionary Baptist Church in Opelika, Alabama. And I'm not going to take any of your time, Clifford, so take it away, Pastor.
Thank you, Kevin. Good morning to all, and so good to be with you this morning. There is a passage of scripture I want to read from the book of Habakkuk, third chapter, and I want to look at verses 17 and through 19. Let me listen to what it says. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stall. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will rejoice in God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength and he will make my feet like hinds feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places to the chief singer on my instrument. One of the things that God wants us to do is to enjoy him and to glorify him. This is something that Habakkuk was a man, a prophet who really enjoyed the Lord and was able to glorify God of all that he was facing. The first part of the Philadelphia Baptist Catechism states, the chief end of man is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. We live in a world where we are to really give glory and praise to God for all that he does for us. The prophet Habakkuk had so many questions that he wanted to ask God. And as we look in Habakkuk, he was a man who sought answers. He saw a dying world around him and it broke his heart. He asked God many questions. For example, in Habakkuk 1:2, he says, "O Lord, how long shall I cry, and how will not, and why you will not hear even my cry unto the violence of the world that is around me?" He boldly and confidently took his complaint directly to God. And then in chapter one is devoted primarily to Habakkuk questioning God. It is a chapter that he asked God question over and over again. Sometime in our lives and in our walk with God, sometime we feel we are not spiritual if we ask God question on the difficulties our lives that we are facing. But God is able to answer any question that you bring to him. And he's able to grant to us wisdom to be able to deal with the situation that we find ourselves in the moment. But then in the beginning of chapter 2, Habakkuk declares that he will wait for God's answer to his complaint. Then God speaks and he tells Habakkuk, in Habakkuk 2:2, he says, "Write the vision and make it plain." He wanted it written plainly so it would be able to be understood by those who were to come presently as well as those who were to come later. So in verse 3, God answered Habakkuk and says, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the time it shall speak, and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will clearly or surely come. It will not tarry. God is saying to Habakkuk here in this verse, it may seem as though the wicked or the enemy triumphs, but eventually they will be judged and righteousness will prevail. Now, after receiving God's answer to his question, Habakkuk responds in chapter 3 with a prayer of faith and praise to God. In verses 17 to 19, which I read to you, verse 18 says, "Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in my God of my salvation." To me, that's a great testimony. He is saying that even in times of starvation and loss, he will still rejoice in the Lord. In the midst of my rejoicing, in the midst of my sickness, in the midst of all of the failures that I am experiencing, in the midst of all that is going on in and around me, I will still find reason to rejoice in the Lord. Habakkuk knew his feelings were not controlled by the events around him, but by his faith in God's ability to give him strength, even in the midst of the difficulties. Once he understood that he could enjoy God in the midst of all that was going on, then his faith began to grow, and he knew that he had more understanding of what God wanted for him in the midst of his circumstances. Listen, joy may not make your pains or your failures go away, but Christian can experience supernatural joy even in the midst of great trials and tribulation. You cannot enjoy God to the fullest in moments of depression, in moments of difficulty or discouragement. We have to be able to allow God the full joy that he wants in our lives to become a reality. So as we go through life and as we go through this day, we will be challenged. But yet, in the midst of our challenge, we know that we have a God who will deliver us through those challenges. We may lose, we may not be able to accomplish all that we want to, but God is able to carry us through it all. And in the midst of it all, let's learn to enjoy God and glorify his name. May God bless you. May God keep you this day. Thank you.
That's a great word, Clifford. Thank you. So